Your Mountain of Rock, Q94, going to California. Led Zeppelin on this Thirsty Thursday. Here we are. And we're joined with Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. What a beautiful Thirsty Thursday morning, huh? March 14th? Oh, my goodness.
Yep, 6 days, and it's official.
It's beautiful. I know we're going to get hit this afternoon or tonight with some pretty good weather, but right now it's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, it is. And, you know, I was telling you as we were getting ready to come on, I've been seeing a lot of boats early in the morning heading south.
I'm going to say by 7:30, 8 o'clock yesterday morning, the launch ramp was packed.
Wow.
It was, And last two mornings, and then the boats, right there had to be a dozen boats right outside the buoys, outside the marina there. I think the hybrids and stripers were stacked up in there. Oh, my gosh. There were a lot of boats. And I know, I saw Chad put some pictures up, but he had some people out there on the guide trip. They caught their limits and stuff. It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
What a morning.
And Larry, you know, he's been catching some crappie, and I've seen Stan catching a mess of largemouth, and I mean, it's on, isn't it?
Yeah, I got a chance to go out Tuesday morning with my neighbor Matt, and we went bass fishing. I don't bass fish a lot, usually crappie fish, but we went bass fishing, and I think we hit the water right around 7:30. By 10 o'clock, we were coming off the water, and both of us had limits.
Oh, right
on. Of some nice fish. I mean, there was a couple nice three-pounder pluses in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was amazing. Now, yesterday morning, we struggled to get 12 in the boat, I think it was, or 10, somewhere in there. We struggled to get that. It was 11 o'clock, 11:30.
Now, were you using a jerk bait, or...
Okay, so I was throwing, I first started out with a Castmaster Chrome and Blue Neon, and we were close to the bank. We were fishing the shore because we heard they were moving up to the shore. Matt was throwing it, gets it, and we both were doing well. And then I switched to a white tater shad and switched up colors, slowed down a little bit, and I did well with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matt was throwing, I think the second one he threw was a gay blade, mm-hmm. and we caught fish with all of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's so much fun this time of year. Now, the striper bites, what are they catching them on right now?
Okay, there's a Rapala jig, white jig, the three-quarter ounce jig, mm-hmm. when they're jigging for them. Tater baits got a couple of really good colors, the white trash, the silver flash, and they're just straight jigging for them mm-hmm. on them. And then the guys that are trolling are using like a flicker shad, flicker minnow to troll with. And then the guys are using some good size 20 or brutish shiners
mm-hmm.
and fishing for them that way.
But you're not hearing much about a topwater bite yet.
Not yet.
It won't be long.
We saw one. We were back in the cove. Probably didn't last maybe 20 minutes, a blow-up. But they were all bats, and we threw into them, and we caught some. They were blowing up on, so they were feeding. They must have had the shad pushed up in there, and they were just blowing up. Yeah. So I think on the water temperature, 56, 57, 58, depending on where we were at, I think it's around the corner. I think a lot of the fish, the bass, seem like they're moving up to the banks. Crappie been back and forth to the bank and to the brush pile. Just depending how the weather's going to hold out and the water temperature, I think we're just around the corner from it really taking off.
Right on. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more or maybe just a little weekend getaway at the Bayou Resort, how can they get hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. One of the best ways is to go on our Facebook page, look at some of the pictures, drop us a line, leave a message there. And, of course, always they can go on the buyerresort.com website.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right. Have a good one.